And welcome to Community Kitchen. Talk about crazy weather at the moment, isn't it? One moment over the weekend we had rain, the next day we've got sun. Who knows what to expect? But one thing I do know, at night time it's getting cold. That means we want that warm food. Slow cookers are out. I notice in the shops there's a lot of fantastic recipe for, as we shared last week, one bowls for the meals. And also those lovely wet dishes, or, you know, good gravy dishes. I do love that about curries and a lot of the Asian foods, those really nice sauces. And if you're cooking something at home, we talked a couple of weeks about making your stocks, just adding that extra stock that you have put in the fridge or freezer just does add that other flavour. Now, if you're making something like even if it's a mince stew or a beef or chicken or lamb stew of any kind, double it up and leave it sit for a couple of days or pop it in the freezer, because as we talked about before, making something else really does save you a lot of time. And I want to talk about dumplings today, because dumplings are something that are easy to make. And I'm just going to be using or sharing with you the idea of using a scondo. Number one, you want it to puff up. You can actually cover the top of your stew dish. If you make it a little bit wetter and you've got that stew already cooked, and then you place your dumplings or your scondo on top of it into the oven, a fantastic idea. You can enhance those by putting in, say, for example, if you did a really lovely lamb stew, you could put rosemary, chopped up rosemary within the scondo. You might want to put some cheese on top or within the dough itself. If you're doing some beef, there's no reason you just can't play with the different flavours in that. So for the actual recipe that I use is the CWA, which is a cup of cream, a cup of milk, and 3 cups of self-raising flour. Now, the reason I'm going to say to you to make that little bit extra and make 2 batches, because if you have that scondo, you can roll that out into a rectangle and you can layer that up to make pinwheels for lunch the next day. So if you want to roll that into the rectangle and then put in there, say, some cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, you want to put some chopped up ham or goodies like that, and then rolling that up lengthwise, so you've got like a long sausage roll, and cutting into pinwheels and put that close together in a tray and bake that. Great tear off for lunchbox tomorrow. Great tear off to have with a soup. And also it's just scrummy to have on top of a stew. If you're making something like an Asian dish and you want to do a dumplings, Jamie Oliver shared this really fantastic coconut dumpling. He uses 1 cup of coconut milk and 2 cups of self-raising flour. And they sit so well. I make a really lovely braised beef and I make it a little bit wetter. And then towards the end of the cooking, I just take the lid off and put these dumplings on top, put the lid down, and let them cook for about 7 minutes. And with the scondo, you're probably going to be doing the same. Because you want that to actually puff up, and I wouldn't be putting the lid on with a scondo, because you do want that to brown. And what a great way to mop up all those fantastic sauces and goodies. But at the same time, you know how I like to take one dish into two. It means that if you've made a double stew, that means at the end of the week or the start of the next week, that goes into a pie. And I'm going to share a really easy pastry recipe with you. So out of one dish, you can start to get a few ideas of how you can save time. Interesting, I was talking to someone at the supermarket and we both said at about the same time that not thinking ahead for that day, you know, taking out, say, the freezer, for example, the day before what you're having the next day, can really mess up your system in the kitchen, especially if you're busy and working. And especially, I think she had 3 children, single mum, so she's cooking and working hard. I just think it's such a good idea to have a bit of a plan in your head about what you're going to do. Great way to clean up those little bits of, say, for example, chutney pot pots, or you might have a little bit of that extra cheese that you've had on a cheese platter. These are really good things to put into those scondo scrolls. Scrolls, because they're yummy. They're yummy for lunch. They're yummy on top of a soup. They're yummy or with a soup. They're yummy onto a stew. So think about that. Great way to actually do one recipe and take it into a few dishes, which is what we're all about here on Community Kitchen. We like to share the fact that, you, number one, you can save money. Number two, you're using that local produce. And number three, we're just sharing ideas, which I think is always a good thing with food. When we come back, a really basic leftover idea, a bread and butter pudding, fantastic way to actually use over leftover breads. And we're going to share that pastry recipe that I spoke about. Very simple. I know it's so easy to buy pastry, but sometimes you don't have it. And having that one pastry, a recipe that works every time, is a treat. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. Welcome back to Community Kitchen. Once again, it's family meals, getting a few ideas out there for the cold time. I spoke about a pastry. It's great to have pastries in the freezer. Understand that putting a nice short pastry at the bottom of the pie and a puff at top is fantastic. But if you don't have that and you want to, you've got that leftover stew, or you want to make a really nice pie, 1 cup of self-raising flour to 1 cup of plain, 125 grams of butter, 1 egg and a bit of water. You can change it around, use wholemeal if you like, because sometimes that is so delicious. I love a chicken pie with wholemeal pastry. I love that flavour with sesame seeds on top. But this one, it puffs a little bit, not too high. You can use it for a quiche base. You can do it as a roll-up, like a sausage roll. But it does work as a really good pastry. And basically all I do is, wintertime I always leave my butter out because you don't need to put it in the fridge. So you're using about 125 grams. You're just going to rub that in until it's like a breadcrumb. And use the knife. You can just put an egg in there and whisk that through it. And just a little bit of water. I use cold water to bring that all back. And enough just to bind it. And then roll it out. Remember the good old trick that use 2 pieces of baking paper, because number one, it flips straight into the actual baking dish, or number two, you can leave it on that paper and you can do like a galette or a free form pie, which is fantastic. You can also use the 2 rounds and put the filling in the middle. Nice to do that with something like a spinach pie with lots of feta, eggs, cheeses, leftover potatoes go in there, leftover sweet potatoes go in there, and put that in the middle and clamp it around the side, cover it with egg yolk and some sesame seed, and it is an absolutely great pie to use. So that is a really good idea for a quick meal. But if you do have that, as I said before, you've made that extra stew or casserole, good way to do that. How to extend it, of course, if you don't have that enough, you can always grate vegetables in it. You can always put in some leftover potatoes or leftover veggies and just extend that, and it makes everyone feel pretty good on a cold all night. Now, bread and butter pudding is, I think, it's just a genius. Some of those old-fashioned cooks were just so clever. They had to improvise. They didn't have a supermarket on every corner. And I know we only shopped, once a fortnight or something like that when you went to town. But using leftover fruit bun, buttered and cut into triangle, you can have croissants that you've put some orange marmalade on them if you want to get a little bit fancy. You can sprinkle them with almond slivers, even buttered bread. And you can make the custard if you want. You can make a basic baked custard and use that along beside. But I really love the idea of having that bread and butter pudding where you have created a really nice base for it. So what you do is you make your baked custard, which is 3 eggs, 2.5 cups of milk, 1 tablespoon of sugar, tablespoon of butter and vanilla extract. And you do the oven about 150 slow, and you butter about an 8-cup capacity oven-proof dish. Line the dish with buttered bread combination, and then you just pour the custard over that bread and bake in a bain-marie. I sometimes cheat and don't do that, but you should, like in a water bath, for about 45 minutes until the custard's set and the top is brown. Now, you can put on that bread, I know that Mum used to be very generous when she did the triangles, with butter and jam. And then she would just line that oven-proof dish with rows of the triangles. You can go in circles or rows or however you want to. And then you pour the custard over it. So it's actually wetting through the bread, and then it's going to – the bread will actually brown up and become absolutely delicious. You can put things within your custard. You can use grated apple. You can use cinnamon. But it is a really great way to use leftover bread. And I think we all have those leftovers that we don't want to just throw out to the chooks. Breadcrumbs are great, of course. I must say I'm a bit lazy when it comes to that. But I think it's so nice to be able to use some of those products. And it really does cut that little bit of a price. And you get the pleasure of having a fantastic bread and butter pudding. And I know that with the Americans, they do it a little bit differently in the fact that they actually put their bread, they soak their bread and put it in the custard itself. They grate up apple and goodies and put in there. And it sets as a more firmer custard. You may be familiar with that. I remember the first time I had it was lovely. Then they make a really nice brandy sauce, which is a really rich caramel sauce. So you can always change the recipe around, but the format is for the custard, as I mentioned before, 3 eggs to about 2.5 cups of milk, tablespoon of sugar, tablespoon of butter. And all you're really doing is just pouring that over the bread and baking it in the bain-marie for about 45 minutes. Absolutely beautiful. Sprinkle of sugar on top, makes all the difference. And, of course, you're with Annette on Community Kitchen when we come back. A couple of other little recipes that just could inspire you just to just have a bit of a play in the kitchen. Welcome back to Community Kitchen. We've talked dumplings, we've talked roll-ups, we've cooked coconut dumplings, bread and butter pudding, a quick pastry, which is fantastic, whether it be for any dish, sweet or savoury. And I thought also one of the pastries I just love is a phyllo pastry. You can make a strudel with it. You can make the spinach feta. And potato and cheese with eggs, which is just scrummy, and also puff pastry. I know that it always looks really hard to make a puff, but of course you can make a rough puff pastry. I personally am a bit lazy nowadays. I buy my puff pastry, but in saying that, it's really good to be able to have a few uses for it. And I was looking at a great recipe the other day with those lovely curry puffs, Malaysian curry puffs. So if you're making that little bit of mince, make a bit extra, make it a really good curry puff, and then you fry them in some oil. Fantastic snack, great afternoon snack, good little meal if you serve some goodies beside it. Fantastic, once again, if you've got leftover stew or a savoury mince or something like that, you can make a topping where you just put the mince or whatever you have into the casserole dish and just do a really lovely puff pastry topping, because you're going to get that nice crusty topping on it. And also sausage rolls. But they don't just have to be sausage rolls. You can change them around, use all different types of mince, lamb, chicken, beef, pork. I love the combination of using a beef and pork together, because I think it needs that little bit of fat. And that's where you can get creative, because if you use something like pork, you can grate in there some apple. You can take that little bit of chutney that you haven't used in the fridge and put that in there. Holbrook sauce always adds flavour to it. With the beef, you've got tomato paste, you've got all those yummies and fresh herbs and spices that you can actually put in to make a few different sausage rolls. Make extra, of course. Make one long sausage log that you can have for a meal. And I often do that because it gives you a substantial rolled up pie, for want of a better word, easy to cook. And also it's great to put in the lunchbox for the next day. It's substantial. And it's a really good way to also get some veggies in there. You can grate some carrots, some zucchinis. Spinach is fantastic because it's bulky, but by the time it cooks, it really settles down. That's why I love to use the spinach feta pies, because if you're putting some of the, you know, the baby spinach and the other spinach, you can cut some of that up. But by the time it's cooked, it's all sort of mottled into the potatoes and the cheese and the eggs, and it's a scrumptious meal. So I hope I've inspired you to try a few little combinations and also be mindful of thinking a day ahead, because it certainly does save you a lot of money in the kitchen by just having that bit of a checklist about what you're going to have for the week, being a little bit prepared ahead of time. And of course, you've all made your stock, so you've got that extra stock in the fridge to add to it and make that really good stew, curry, or soup. And I'll bring you some ideas next week. Thanks for joining.